It's inherited. Unbelief in God's word is inherited. Unbelief in God's word is inherited, like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. Eve chose to disbelieve God's word, and Adam followed her example. They both died spiritually the very same day they ate of the forbidden fruit, just as God said. Thus all their children, all mankind, were spiritually stillborn. Consequently, we need to be born a second time, or as the mighty Savior Jesus Christ so perfectly framed the concept that was made possible through his blood, we need to be born again. Knowing this, it should be no surprise to the blood-bought person that men consistently find it easier to believe a lie than truth. It's a matter of kinship. Would you like to escape your Adamic kinship? Would you like to have all your sins expunged from the record? Would you like to have a new name written down in glory? Click on the Further with Jesus for immediate entry into the kingdom of God. You can be born again today. Now for today's subject. God said to Abraham in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 17, verses 10 through 14, "This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant." God commands all male children to be circumcised on the 8th day. Those who refuse to be circumcised are cut off from their people, the Israelites. Man said, "Circumcision has no real value." In 1971, the prestigious American Academy of Pediatrics said, "Circumcision may have some religious reason, but it delivers no medical benefit whatsoever." Up until that time, male circumcision was routine in America. Now the record. First, let it be noted that the covenant of circumcision was initially entered into by Abraham, the Old Testament patriarch. J. Free writes the following in his scholarly book titled Archaeology and the Bible as History. "Archaeological discoveries show that the practice of circumcision can be traced back to the days of Abraham. This surgical operation is pictured on the reliefs of Egypt, which go back into Old Testament times. According to ancient records, buried in the tomb of Joshua, the man who succeeded Moses, were stone knives which were used to circumcise Jewish men when they entered the Promised Land. The following excerpt is found in W. Keller's book, The Bible is History. In Gilgal, on the way from Jordan to Jericho, the rite of circumcision was carried out on the men of Israel, according to tradition, with stone knives. Now all the people that came out were circumcised. But all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised." Joshua 5:5. 10 miles northwest of Bethel lies Kephar Ishua, the village of Joshua. In the neighboring hillside are some rock tombs. In 1870, in one of these sepulchres, a number of stone knives was found. End of quote. Students of the scriptures know that God's commandments deliver very physical as well as spiritual benefits. But just as the Old Testament blood sacrifice, the Passover celebration, and dietary laws, etc., which are all shadows of the coming Messiah, were fulfilled in Christ, so has the godly dictum of circumcision also been fulfilled. The following 9 verses in the New Testament concern the principle of fulfillment. Romans chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. "For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." 1 Corinthians 7:18. "Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised." Galatians 6:15-16. "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God." Philippians 3:1-3. "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Colossians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. It must be noted that the supernatural benefits of Christ's fulfillment are not relevant to the vast majority of the world in its unregenerated state. For them, adherence to the commandments are physically critical. The physical benefits of male circumcision are monumental. Let's review some of them. Birth records of 219,755 male children born in U.S. Armed Force hospitals from 1975 to 1979 were examined. It was found that the uncircumcised experienced an 1,100% higher incidence of urinary tract infections. After 9 different studies were reviewed, the findings was that the uncircumcised suffered urinary tract infection 12 times more often than those who were circumcised. The uncircumcised are 800% more likely to acquire AIDS via a heterosexual relationship. In 1947, a study of 1,300 consecutive patients in a Canadian Army unit showed that being uncircumcised was associated with a 9-fold higher risk of syphilis and 3 times more gonorrhea. In 50,000 penile cancer cases recorded in the United States, 49,990 were among uncircumcised men. Only 10 of those cancer victims were circumcised. 10,000 of the 50,000 penile cancer patients died as a result of the disease. Uncircumcised men have twice the incidence of prostate cancer. Plus, later in man's life, he is twice as likely to have erectile dysfunction as his uncircumcised counterpart. The circumcision issue also affects the female. Studies have documented higher rates of cervical cancer in women who have had one or more uncircumcised partners. The benefits of male circumcision run on, and several of them have been listed. One last fact to remember is that God commanded the male child to be circumcised on the 8th day. Why the 8th day? On the 8th day of the human lifespan, vitamin K, which causes blood to clot, reaches its peak, the very day that God commanded circumcision to be performed. For more information on male circumcision, click on to A Matter of Law, Circumcision 2, and Circumcision 3, Why Do They Still Resist? God said over 40 centuries before medical science had the foggiest idea of the benefits to circumcise the male child, and he commanded it to be performed on the 8th day. Genesis 17, verses 10 through 14. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with the money of any stranger which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. Man said, circumcision has no real value. In 1971, the prestigious American Academy of Pediatrics said, circumcision may have some religious reason, but it delivers no medical benefit whatsoever. Up until that time, male circumcision was routine in America. Now you have the record.